Rabbeinu Zal, at the age of 13, was married. Before his marriage, he spoke to Rabbi Shimon Zal, Rabbi Shimon ben Berzal, who was a much older person, who was an older man, very great tzaddik, very holy tzaddik, but who was that holy, he could recognize in Rabbeinu Zal, he could detect in him how great Rabbeinu Zal was already, and how much greater he will become in the future. Shimon Zal said to Rabbeinu Zal at that time, I want to stay with you, to stay close with you, and I know you're going to become a very great, famous rabbi, famous tzaddik. I want to be the first to start attending you. From that moment on, Rabbi Shimon Zal remained with Rabbeinu Zal. In later years, Rabbeinu Zal became famous. Rabbi Shimon Zal was his Meshamesh Bakedesh. He served Rabbeinu Zal personally, as we would say, lahavdil, a valet, personal attendant for Rabbeinu Zal. And Rabbi Nosson Zal, who was Rabbeinu Zal's greatest Talmud, in a sense envied Rabbi Shimon Zal because he was that close to Rabbeinu Zal. There was a closeness there. Now we know that Rabbi Shimon Zal was buried in Tzfas, a few steps past below the Arizal's cave, Arizal's Siyan. During the time of Rabbeinu Zal, life of Rabbeinu Zal, Rabbi Shimon Zal, one time after another, came to Rabbeinu Zal with a request, a plea. He pleaded, he begged Rabbeinu Zal. He said, I was zecher to be your meshamish, meshamish you to serve you during your lifetime. Please grant my request. I want you to promise me that you will let me serve you in Elam Haba, in Gan Eden. Let me continue to serve you there. Rabbeinu Zal said, I cannot grant that request. So he dropped the subject. Sometime later, Rabbi Shimon Zal came to Rabbeinu Zal again. After some time had elapsed, he had served him very loyally. He came again and he asked Rabbeinu Zal. Again, Rabbeinu Zal said, I cannot grant that request. Rabbi Shimon Zal said to Rabbeinu Zal finally, don't I deserve it? It's not that I served you, but you recall that one day we were riding on a coach, sort of a stage coach with other passengers. The coach was filled with people going to the city of Medvedevka, a small town that was traveling on a mountainous route. A mountain going downhill had a lot of deep pits, holes, like potholes in it. And if the coach would fall into one of these potholes, begin to slide, the coach would turn over, and there'd be no question, no possibility of anyone coming out alive. No one could emerge alive from such an accident. So Rabbi Shimon Zal, who saw this, quickly leaped from the coach, caught hold of the reins of the horses, and with a Herculean effort, contained the horses, stopped the slide at the risk of his own life. He could have been crushed under the wheels of that coach very easily. He succeeded in stopping the coach, letting it down slowly, thereby saving Rabbeinu Zal's life and all the lives of those in that coach. Rabbi Shimon Zal said, doesn't that rate my earning being your Meshamish, serving you in Elam Haba? Rabbeinu Zal replied, yes, you have done very well there. It's very good. It was a very good deed. Could you ask for better? Perhaps not. A very good deed. But even that deed is still not good enough to have you attain this position of serving Rabbeinu Zal in Elam Haba. Shortly afterwards, Rabbi Shimon Zal, who was undaunted, came before Rabbeinu Zal to plead again. Rabbeinu Zal said to Rabbi Shimon Zal, stop. You don't have to ask any more, because Rabbeinu Zal's mother, the Tzadekes Feger Zal, who was from the Zera of the Baal Shem HaKadosh, came to Rabbeinu Zal in a dream and said to Rabbeinu Zal, how much longer will you refuse Rabbi Shimon Zal? He has earned it, give it to him, and you must do so because he would end. Honor your mother's request. Rabbeinu Zal said to Rabbi Shimon Zal, because of my mother's request, because she has asked it, therefore it is granted. This was the point that Nosson Zal felt envious of. Imagine the zechus that Shimon Zal had, to be zechut to know that forever afterwards, in the highest levels of Gan Eden, be able to serve Rabbeinu Zal. This, of course, staggers the imagination. Yet at the same time, he point here was, we see again that there were many students that Benazol had who were most probably greater tzaddikim and greater lumdim than Reb Shimon Zal. Certainly greater lumdim. Yet it was not the lumdim, it was the Meshamesh who was zechet to achieve that high closeness, that elevated position in Elam Haba forever afterwards, because Godel Shimusha Yosemini Muda. Because serving a tzaddik, serving a Talmud Chacham, is more important than learning Torah from a Talmud Chacham. Naturally, this means both. If you serve, at the same time, you learn. While serving, there is information gleaned, there is Torah being learned, and a Torah that is much more to the point than just regular lessons.